Now, the rest of the story. In the waning days of World War II in the Pacific Theater, the United States Marine Corps had a secret weapon, a living, breathing secret weapon, a young private named Arthur, whose buddies called him Brooklyn. For in the painful, tedious, and often dangerous business of war, there was something of inestimable value to the Corps, laughter. And Brooklyn, if nothing else, made his fellow Marines laugh. He was more than naturally funny. Brooklyn looked at everything in life, from the ordinary to the extraordinary, in an unusual, sometimes outlandish way. And if superiors pretended not to appreciate his humor, the effect was all the funnier. Yet of all of the wild and crazy stunts he pulled and the things he said, there was not a man in Brooklyn's outfit who might have imagined the rest of the story. Arthur was 16 and in love with Flossie. Their relationship was all that a teenage boy could hope for, except for one thing. Pretty Flossie couldn't stand Arthur. She did everything in her power to get rid of him, including trying to unload him on a girlfriend, but nothing worked. Arthur was determined to make Flossie love him back, and then a splendid idea occurred to him. Why not enlist in the Marines? There was a war on. Men in the armed forces seemed especially heroic. Arthur could visualize it all now, the tearful train station farewell. Flossie coming to her senses, pledging her devotion, begging Arthur not to go. He had a perfect mental picture of his beloved, sobbing, waving her handkerchief as the train pulled away and rumbled slowly out of sight. So Arthur went down to the Marine recruiting office. He said, "I'm signing up." The man said, "How old are you, son?" And the boy lied, 17. Didn't make any difference. Arthur would still have to get his father's signature on a permission slip. And yet for Arthur, reared in a succession of 6 foster homes, long distanced from his real family, a father's signature was out of the question. So the boy, dejected, left the recruiting office, only to be approached by an inebriated man on the street outside who asked Arthur for a dime. The boy thought for a minute and then replied, "I can do better than that." He offered to buy the man a pint of whiskey on one condition. If he would pretend for only a few minutes to be the boy's father. And Arthur took this agreeable drunk and the permission slip, which he had thought he would have to discard, took it to a nearby notary public, and before he knew it, 16-year-old Arthur was in the Marines and he was off to basic training. P.S. Flossie never did show up at the train station. Nor would Arthur ever see her again. No, he has never seen her again. But the Marine Corps got an unexpected boost. And they got it in the middle of a tough detail called World War II. They got for themselves, I guess you'd say, a corps clown. A funny young man who kept his outfit laughing when there was hardly anything to laugh at. And you know Arthur, for he has served you in much the same way. You know the boy they called Brooklyn in the Marine Corps, for he's now the author of 25 books, a humorist, a nationally syndicated columnist, who has managed for us all to make the world's heaviest subjects lighter. Art Buchwald, and now you know the rest of the story.